Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast and Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College, Dr. Les Olala. Doc, it's good to have you on board today.
Blessing to be here.
And we are right in the middle of Heart Conference here at the campus, isn't that right?
It's an exciting time. We get a few hundred pastors and workers and laymen besides our student body, and it's just a good time to get refreshed in the middle of the winter, really in the heart of the winter, and it's just a joy.
Well, we also have in the studio today a guest, and Jerry, we had you on the program on the last broadcast and talked a little bit about a passion that the Lord has placed in your heart, creation, and in particular aspect of creation. But Jerry Fry is the founder and president of BSG Corporation. Is that right?
Right. The Benefit Services Group.
And that's primarily an insurance. Tell us a little bit about the business.
It's employee benefit consulting, primarily for a little bit larger client base, maybe 500 to 25,000 employees.
Now, you and your wife have two children. You have a daughter away at college. You said Hillsdale, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And you have another daughter that's a junior.
In high school.
In high school. So you and Natalie are at that point where you're about to see all of the fruit of your parenting come to fruition here.
Right.
I have a 2.5-year-old, so I'm taking a lot of notes. Doc, you got a bunch of grandkids.
10.
10 grandkids.
We just sent one to the Army on Monday.
Yeah,
so
John David.
Going into medicine through the Army. Yeah. And so it was hard to see him go, but he called us from Fort Sill last night, left a voicemail. That, I think, is the last contact he can have till he goes down into the tunnels for 7 weeks. And then, but we're excited to see how God is going to use him in that setting, like he's using Jerry and Brother Fry in his world.
Jerry, we were talking a little bit before the broadcast, and you really have a fascinating story. I know sometimes, you know, when you're the person that has the story, you may not think it's all that fascinating, but as Doc and I were listening to you, man, my heart was stirred, and I think I speak for Doc as well. I'm curious, and I think our listeners would like to know how it was that you became connected with the passion that you have for Christ that is so obvious. Why don't you just walk us through your testimony a little bit here?
I was raised in a Christian home. My wife also found Christ at a young age. That'll be important later. But for unpleasant reasons, our family really stopped attending church when I was about 16, which meant I went to secular college and got into the business world, still having been justified as a child, but certainly not walking with the Lord at that point in our lives.
Now, you mentioned, and I kind of got a chuckle out of this, that you've had multiple baptisms in your life.
Yeah, I did. I was baptized by my grandparents as a Presbyterian, and my parents had me baptized as a Methodist. And then through a youth camp, was baptized by immersion. So I think I'm covered.
Well, I would say you are, Jerry. You made this decision at a camp. Camps had a big part in your life.
It has, and it was a highlight. I think I went when I was about 11, 12, 13, and clearly were the highlights of my summers back then.
And so you, to kind of fast forward, you went off to college, and you met and married Natalie.
Yep.
And so then what happened?
Well, we followed the path of so many Americans. We both got immersed in our careers and traveled a lot, things like that.
And by now you're starting up BSG?
I'm still working for a major insurance company as a managerial position, then moved on to a major consulting house. And by this point, we've been married about 7 years, and so our first child comes along. About that same time, that was 1986, our first child was born, and 87 is when I started BSG. But 2 weeks before we started the company, I have two brothers and a sister. My oldest brother committed suicide. He was definitely an alcoholic and had a lot of issues with that. And so that made starting the business all the more difficult. Mm. It was an extremely difficult time in the family. And it caused my wife and I to reassess where we were, both having a child and this event, and the pain that was clear throughout the extended family really caused us to start turning our attention back to God. And so we started attending church at least occasionally. It was at this point that we had some interesting issues because my wife was raised in a very structured, orthodox kind of church, and I was raised in a very charismatic kind of church. And so it took us a little while to find some place where we could both settle in for a while.
Now, you mentioned that there were these points along the way in the journey that kind of brought you up short, those moments that God introduced in your life to make you think about him, the birth of a child, the starting of a business, the tragedy of a brother prematurely going home. Do you see that as a regular thing in the business world? I mean, are there a lot of people that go through that?
Almost everybody you talk to, when they look back, they see these pivotal moments in their lives. And the natural reaction for most of us is to question ourselves and to look for something bigger than us. But the issue that really convinced us that we had a need to be daily associated with God, to have a daily walk with Jesus Christ, was my second brother, who played football for the University of Iowa, had played in a Rose Bowl and a Holiday Bowl, was struck down during a spring training at Iowa, right at the university. God was even in that, because the hospital that serviced him literally surrounds the football field, so he didn't have far to go for care. But he's totally disabled to this day. But through that experience, he found Christ. My sister and her husband ended up back in church and are very active in the ministries today. So it was really one of those pivotal things that really influenced all of us.
I mean, I'm just listening to you, Jerry, and I'm thinking about a question I think that some of our listeners would have, and that is that these things you're talking about that resulted in you becoming more passionately connected to Jesus Christ could have easily led to a different conclusion. I mean, because we don't normally think of these as God drawing us, as God allowing these things to draw us. I mean, what do you think made the difference for you?
The same sun that hardens clay melts wax. And so the whole issue is we're all going to have good times and bad times in our lives. The question is, how do we respond to it? And it was clear that God was merciful to us, and it melted our hearts. We responded, I think, in a way that was pleasing to him. It's been a great thing. I mean, we would never wish it any differently, looking back, for sure.
I think you made a good statement during one of our breaks that the more of God's mercy we see, the more we return in our passion and dedication to him, to whom much is forgiven, much is also returned. And I think we see that evident in your life when you begin to see, boy, why was God so good to us?
When you think through how all of this unfolded in your life, were there days where you struggle with anger, where you struggle with why is all of this happening? I mean, how did you handle that side of it? Because I think that's where a lot of our listeners live.
Oh, clearly. There's days you're furious with God. And the amazing thing is God's grace is bigger than our fury. He can take it. He really can. I think the most important thing is to be honest with God about what you're feeling, and he can take whatever we want to throw at him, but he's always there waiting for us when we're ready to get serious.
So when you come to that point of getting ready to get serious, and you and Natalie came to that point, how did God meet you? How did he guide you into the path that you've ended up taking?
Well, we actually went through a new membership class at a church, and that kind of started the path, because the people that we met in that new membership class became a circle of friends that have been with us to this day. We have had a study in our home. We just completed the 15th year in December, and so those folks were there all along. In addition, God was gracious in bringing along a whole lot of very learned and wise people that were able to help us avoid those things that are paths that you don't want to follow, and be clear about the importance of doctrine. And I think I mentioned in the last broadcast, one of the things that crossed my path right away was the Genesis record from Henry Morris, and I just can't tell you how influential that single book was in my life. Clearly, after only the Bible, probably the single other most influential book.
You know, I've noticed a lot of times where who meets the need of a person or what meets the need of a person at a crisis is where that person takes up that passion for that particular thing that met them in that crisis. I've seen a lot of people turn their whole life direction based on who invested time in them when they were in the midst of a crisis. And in this case, it was the books that Morris had that really gave you a passion, because it was such a vacuum filler for you at that time.
You know, I've been listening to you talk, Doc. It seems to me that those of us who are believers ought to be sensitive to this, because, I mean, we're probably losing tremendous opportunities in the workplaces as we look around at people whose lives are falling apart. I mean, your life at some point was really going through a crisis.
But why don't you tell us about renting that motel?
Oh, yeah, with Tommy Ice.
And that was an interesting thing to me.
Well, early on, we had a friend in this Bible study who introduced us to Dr. Tommy Ice, who does a lot of work with the Pre-Trib Research Council and is a church historian. I think he came out of Dallas Theological Seminary. Mm-hmm. And so he was gracious enough to say he'd fly up. And we invited about 60 to 80 of our best friends and rented a theater over at the Midway Motor Lodge. And he came out and did a couple of seminars on church history and the Book of Revelation and prophecy. And that was fascinating.
Apparently, obviously, the church has had a very important role in your life. How would you advise somebody going through your particular set of circumstances? Because there's a ton of churches out there. I mean, you could go to almost any corner in our Milwaukee and find a church. Knowing what you know now, after all of these years, somebody going through what you went through, coming to those wake-up moments, how would you advise them in connecting back to Christ, in choosing a body that's going to minister to them?
The body has to be committed first and foremost to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I would say the next thing is that once that you're convinced that that's true, they have to be dedicated to the Word of God. If you don't get the Word of God right, you simply can't be sanctified. Mm-hmm. It says, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is truth. And without being sanctified in the truth, you're simply going to have a tougher time in the Christian walk mm-hmm. here.
And that, do you feel like that is an area where the church has kind of turned its back a little bit on the Word?
There is clearly a lot of confusion out there, and I do believe that a large part of the evangelical world in particular seems to be taking a step back mm-hmm. From doctrine and the importance of doctrine.
Well, Jerry, it's been a delight to have you on again. And, Doc, thank you for urging us. Doc O was one of the ones who kind of wanted to really move in the direction of hearing your testimony. And that has been a very fruitful time, Jerry. Thank you for sharing. And we trust the Lord will take all of this and use it in the life and heart of somebody who's listening today. And those of you who are listening, if you heard something today that has piqued your interest or that would cause you to want to know how to have a deeper or a more personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we would encourage you to get hold of us. www.thewordforlife.org, or you can contact us through the information that will be given here in just a moment at the end of the broadcast. But we want to be a part of helping you reconnect with God and come to that place where you find fulfillment in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the investment of your life for His service. And to that end, we'll be praying, and we hope that the broadcast has been a blessing. We're thankful to have had the opportunity to share this with you, and we look forward to being with you again on the next broadcast. Until then, may the Lord bless you.